This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com. To you live. This is Lock and Load. And I want you to know that as long as I've got a way to get it to you, we'll be doing this. I suspect that GCN will be one of these beacons out there that just doesn't miss a beat on this one. So, you know. And for all of the stuff that you hear, like that, those food companies, they're not even my advertiser. Go patronize them, though. Don't wait till the next one. Now then, we're going to talk coronavirus later on, but I want to point out something to you. I want to point out the unrealistic way Democrats work, and this is what they're doing in the coronavirus, which you can see, but there's something else going on out there that nobody's asking them this question. You got Berkeley, California, Tacoma Park, Maryland, California, Connecticut, New York, Virginia, and other states, Germany, England, and other countries, the European Union, they all plan to banish oil and natural gas and coal within 10 or 20 or 30 years. A number of U.S. states have joined regional greenhouse gas initiatives and proudly say, we are still in the Paris Climate Treaty no matter what President Trump says or does, which that actually is not the way that works. So for a minute, forget the models and the headlines, and look at the hurricane, tornado, sea level, and other historic records. And you would find that there is no crisis, no unprecedented warming or weather event, certainly nothing that proves humans have replaced the powerful natural forces that have always driven climate changes and other weather events. It's not about there's not being climate change, it's just who's causing it. But forget all that. Let's examine their zero carbon plans. How are they going to make this happen? Where do they plan to get the turbines and the panels and batteries, the raw materials to manufacture them? How do they plan to function as modern societies with pricey, erratic energy and frequent power disruptions? How would they, or America, if the entire USA goes Green New Deal, handle a COVID-27 outbreak? How would they handle that? How would they manufacture cars and airplanes and wind turbines and toilet paper and pharmaceuticals or much of anything else with intermittent energy? Has it worked in Europe? And it won't work here. And it's not just replacing today's coal and gas power plant megawatts. You have to double today's electricity generation because Green New Dealers want to replace all fossil fuel use. Gasoline and diesel cars, trucks and buses, home and water heating, factory power, hospital emergency power, and more. It's tripling current megawatt generation because they don't like nuclear or hydroelectric power either, and they'll need far more electricity to charge enough batteries to ensure backup power for all the fossil and other power they want to eliminate. And this is going to require a lot of wind turbines, solar panels, and batteries. Where are they going to put all of this? Some of these states and counties have lots of rural land and wildlife habitats and shallow waters off their coasts that they can turn into huge industrial energy zones, although they will have to, you know, disrupt the habitat, which, like in California, that's not going to happen. We can't even irrigate fields in California because of something called some sort of smelt or something. What will these self-righteous cities, what are they going to do? Where within their city limits do they plan to put dozens of 650-foot tall turbines and tens of thousands of panels? Or do they just plan to just impose those facilities on their rural neighbors? Or tap into regional power grids and use electricity someone else is generating with coal and gas and nuclear and hydro, maybe wind or solar? How are they going to separate the good from the bad electrons? And all of these Green New Deal cities and states will have to deal with frustrated rural families who don't want the ruined scenery or the desecrated ridgelines or the dead birds and the bats and the maddening light flicker and the excruciating infrasound that towering turbines would bring. They don't want millions of rural acres blanketed with solar panels. They don't want hundreds of miles of new high-voltage transmission lines crossing their backyards. They don't want their land seized via eminent domain, virtually at the point of a gun if they still resist. They don't want the 25 to 50 to 100% higher household electrical bill, the soaring price tag for products and services that go with soaring electricity costs for every business, every farm, every factory and hospital. They don't want more good manufacturing jobs destroyed by skyrocketing energy prices and sent back overseas. Do these Green New Deal politicians have the foggiest idea how many turbines and panels and batteries and miles of transmission lines they will need to replace all fossil fuel? And when are they going to start laying it? How few years those energy systems last before they have to be replaced? Do they have any idea what they're going to do with the defunct turbine blades and the solar panels that can't be recycled or burned? How many cubic miles of landfills will they need? Will communities want those landfills? Because that's got to go somewhere. Will urban poles just employ more eminent domain? It would take hundreds of 850-foot tall, 12-megawatt offshore turbines to supply the Green New World electricity demands of a major city, or thousands of 2 or 3 megawatt onshore turbines, tens of millions of solar panels, millions of acres of former crop, scenic, and wildlife habitat land would be impacted. They would need millions of half-ton, 85-kilowatt Tesla battery packs as backup for a week of windless or sunless days. Where do they intend to get the millions of tons of steel and copper, cobalt, lithium, aluminum, rare earths, carbon fiberglass, plastic composites, limestone, the other rare raw materials to build all of these electricity generation and storage systems and all the new transmission lines? Well, they now support opening more U.S. lands to mining. How do they plan to mine and process the materials without fossil fuel? The mining is not to take place here in the United States under our tough laws and regulations. How then would it exactly be done? China and Russia, maybe, or maybe Africa or South America, where many mines are operated by Chinese and Russian companies that don't give a rip about child labor and slave labor and workplace safety, air and water pollution, toxic and radioactive waste, mined land reclamation, or the soaring rates of lung and heart and skin and intestinal diseases, osteoporosis, cancers, and other maladies. And all of those squalid places and horrific stories are far away, out of sight, out of mind. Environmentalists love to say, think globally and act locally. That would be a good time to start practicing that ethical code. Now, the people pushing this Green New Deal admit it would eliminate a lot of oil and gas and petrochemical manufacturing and other high-paying jobs. But they claim it will create 20 million new jobs. And when you look at how this breaks down, it just doesn't work. They're not going to create jobs. They're not going to create high-paying jobs. What they're going to create is a higher cost of kilowatt per hour. Right now, the highest kilowatt per hour cost that we're seeing is 31 cents in Hawaii. And it could get as high as 37 cents like it is in Germany. And that's a high, high power bill. And how's this working in Europe? In 2017, German families had 172,000 localized blackouts. And 350,000 German families had their electricity cut off because they couldn't pay their power bill. That doesn't sound like utopia to me. And yet, these are the guys that want to manage healthcare, too. They want to manage this and healthcare, and they want to take your guns away. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. One of the reasons everybody is so panicky right now, this is the benefit I have of not watching the news, is the news. Okay? Definitely, I have been paying more attention, but what I notice is that every time I turn on the news, everything has gone up. And it never goes up in context. They'll be out there and they'll say, well, we've had more deaths due to coronavirus. Yesterday we had this many, and today we have three more. But like I've said, we have 7,000 people die a day due to premature reasons. We don't hear about how many people recovered, which, you know, that is the high majority. Because right now, based upon known cases, which, you know, bear with me on this one, based on known cases of coronavirus right now, based if we're going by that pure statistic, which is sort of, it's very much skewed, the mortality rate right now is 1.84%. It's actually lower because there were a lot of people that had it that just didn't know they had it, and they didn't die. So we don't know who they are. So, but we're just going by the known cases right now. Now, the fact that journalism, you know, that they've done this, it's been dead for a long time. It's become a punchline for so long that we've forgotten how that fact has real-world consequences. We're now paying the price for the failure of that profession to hold itself to any semblance of any sort of a standard, as worry and straight-up panic sweep large swaths of the country, causing irrational toilet paper hoarding and runs on canned goods. There's no outlet, no journalist worthy of trust when it comes to conveying truthful information to the public or to hold anyone in power accountable. Because it's all about ratings. 8 years of sycophantic throne-sniffing coverage under Obama gave way to 4 years of nitpicking, hostility, and conspiracy theory. There are no standards anymore. If someone on TV hates Trump, there's no outrageous, medically dubious statement that they can make on CNN or MSNBC that will be challenged. And if they love him, there's nothing that will be challenged on Fox. Which I don't even know if that applies to Fox anymore, to be honest with you. The opposite is true on those networks if you replace Trump with any Democrat, though, any one of them. So this cheerleading is fine if the story's about politics, but this isn't about politics. This is about day-to-day life here in the United States. We'd never see coverage of the cold, the flu, you know, name it, meningitis, any of these other things. We would never see coverage of this. I keep hearing about how gun control or gun violence is a public health thing. And in the meantime, we've got 22 veterans a day killing themselves. That's not worthy of mention. But for some reason, this is. Coronavirus is a serious threat, but only to a very, very small segment of the population. So hyping or downplaying it is profoundly unhelpful when honesty is needed. But there isn't anyone trusted across the board in media to convey that truthful information. And if there was, right now, based upon track records, they wouldn't be believed. So you get manufactured panic and you get runs on toilet paper. If it really turned into an epidemic and people started dying from it, everybody would have the cleanest fourth point of contact known to man, but they'd be dead nonetheless. Supermarkets have empty shelves and fights break out over a lack of basics. Media Democrats hype the death totals without providing important perspective, perpetuating panic because it's good for ratings and their party, because it's about the party. And more people are in danger from the panic being incited by the pundits and politicians and journalists than they are from coronavirus. And you'd never know that if you turned on your TV. So, ask yourself an important question. If coronavirus is the threat they portray it as, why is the left engaging in an argument over semantics? If lives are at risk, why has every major left-wing news outlet wasted crucial time focusing on how they've declared calling it the Chinese coronavirus or the Wuhan virus to be racist and a threat to social order? Especially after they've spent weeks calling it those very things, only declaring it problematic after a couple of Republicans followed their lead and called it the same thing. One New York Times headline, politicians' use of Wuhan virus starts a debate health experts wanted to avoid. I don't think health experts cared. Then we got why Trump intentionally misnames the coronavirus. The answer, according to them, because Trump wants people to blame China for the outbreak. And the only, you know, inconvenient thing is that China is responsible for the outbreak. Before it became widespread, China rejected help from the CDC and the WHO, as reported by the New York Times itself. They reported that on February the 7th. Do the leftist reporters not read the Times? I guess so. They don't read anyway. They're too busy reciting and too busy memorizing talking points. The current talking point is called noting the place of origin of coronavirus racist. And they did it themselves. So, yeah, we're all xenophobic. These are very unserious people in a time of serious challenge. And the world's greatest minds in the field of infectious diseases are working to save the lives of older, vulnerable people they see opportunity. Senator Spratt, right now in America, it's easier to get an AR-15 than a test kit for COVID-19. While noted liberals complain, note that Trump's coronavirus team is all male, all old, and all white. And while there's women and one woman of color, as they call them, speaking at that very moment. And then there are a few examples of the unserious and partisan actions everywhere. More if you look harder. And they're portraying this as an existential threat to life on Earth, while not missing a beat when it comes to the political agenda and the electoral strategy, even trying to cram federal money for abortions into the emergency coronavirus funding bill. And meanwhile, on Fox, they're having stupid, counterproductive shouting matches and hasn't disrupted their streak of having the same 12 contributors on all the time talking about every subject. If you see a pundit on TV, by the way, you're not getting useful information. No matter what the subject is, you're getting opinion. So from the 9-person CNN panel to the MSNBC roundtable to the face-off on Fox, you're being entertained. You're not being informed. If that's what you want, fine, but that's not what you need. People are going into debt to stock up on food. Businesses are suffering, and many will not survive. Life is being upended. Panic is being induced, and a large percentage of the political world is giddy at this prospect as you guys run around. So, this death of journalism has left regular America nowhere to turn for reliable, honest reporting. They could, all of these should and could have real experts on to talk about coronavirus. But they don't, because it's about ratings. It's entertainment. It's bad entertainment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New White House guidelines are recommending that people avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. During a White House briefing, President Trump says everyone has a critical role to play in stopping the transmission of the coronavirus. The president reminds everyone,
each and every one of us has a critical role to play in stopping the spread and transmission of the virus.
Meanwhile, on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate is standing with American workers, families, and businesses during the coronavirus outbreak.
And a growing number of Main Street small businesses face the possibility of significant disruptions as more and more communities begin to hunker down.
The roller coaster ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow lost 2,997 points to finish at 20,188. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. A lot of people getting mad about the hoarding going on out there. This is where I think we could see the precipitation of gunfights, which nobody wants. Let me make that perfectly clear. If things go really, really south, and we're existing in the WROL situation without rule of law, the very last thing I want to do is get in a pitched gunfight with a bunch of panicked, scared citizens. I do not want to do that. I don't want it to come to that. And that's what angers me the most about this, because really, truly, between the flu I had and what I read about the coronavirus and the people and the cases I've heard about it, the flu is worse. But I digress. Because even in the worst of times, there's always somebody out there looking at something, looking at an angle, and saying, you know what, there's money to be made. If there are shortages, then the person holding a desired product has the potential to become very rich. But what if the person with the product had a hand in creating the shortage in the first place? And here the New York Times goes after one man, sort of gaslighting him, I think, but at the same time, dude did it. His name is Matt Colvin. He has made a living for several years by spotting trends and buying popular products cheaply and then selling them for a profit. This is basically the whole basis behind stock trading, by the way. That's the way that works out. That's how they do it. That's the way it's supposed to work. Buy it cheap when nobody wants it. Sell it when everybody wants it. Make more money off of it. But in commodities like this, in times like these, that's, everybody forgets that to a certain degree. So, in ordinary times, it's a smart business tactic. In extraordinary times, it stops looking clever and it starts looking sleazy. Now, according to the New York Times, Matt and his brother Noah, well, apparently they were sleazy. They went on a buying binge with Noah buying and Matt selling. So, over 3 days, Noah Colvin took a 1,300-mile road trip across Tennessee and into Kentucky, filling a U-Haul truck with thousands of bottles of hand sanitizer and thousands of packs of antibacterial wipes, mostly from little hole-in-the-wall dollar stores in the backwoods, his brother said. The major metro areas were cleaned out. Eventually, they had amassed 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer, plus a variety of other in-demand products like face masks and wipes. Initially, they were able to sell the products online for crazy money, but then Amazon and other online retailers, such as eBay, cracked down on the profiteers. People who continued to charge the exorbitant prices for precious but once ordinary commodities found themselves barred entirely from the site. So this left Colvin and others like him with lots of products and no outlets. Since that time, they have donated them. Which I kind of think they were maybe trying to dodge a bullet here. I don't think they managed to do that as well, but that's a story for another day. First thing we need to look at is how prescient Matt was to recognize that they were being run on protective products. Second, to the extent that this was a business as usual for Matt, he's been buying hot properties for years and selling them for a marked up price. Should Amazon and other outlets have the right or power to bar him permanently from the site once the panicking is over? And third, what happens to these products that they have stockpiled if they're not allowed to sell them? There's still a need for them. Now, people like Colvin have garages or even warehouses full of sanitizing products, gloves, and masks, even as hospitals are desperate for gloves and masks, and ordinary people are equally desperate for hand sanitizers and wipes. So the Times points out, Mr. Colvin is one of probably thousands of sellers who have amassed stockpiles of hand sanitizer and crucial respirator masks that make many hospitals are now rationing. And according to interviews with 8 Amazon sellers and posts in private Facebook and Telegram groups for dozens more, Amazon said it had recently removed hundreds of thousands of listings and suspended thousands of sellers' accounts for price gouging related to coronavirus. Now, like I said earlier, Colvin has 17,000 bottles of hand sanitizer. Another man described in the article, after making a $35,000 to $40,000 profit on masks, still has 1,000 more masks on order. The article says that many of these profiteers are already being investigated for illegal price gouging. However, it says nothing about getting these now valuable products to hospitals or putting them back on the market at reasonable prices. And because of the Times article, Colvin confirmed he'd been unable to sell anything, and he was looking then to donate it, and he ended up donating it. And the question has to be asked that, is this kind of profiteering immoral? John Stossel has made the argument that price gouging is a form of information that tells suppliers what products people want, and Colvin relies on that theory to justify what he did. But if you read Stossel's article, he's talking about stores and manufacturers that are already in the business of making or marketing the product. And in that case, if they can charge more, they have an incentive to provide more. Stossel's scenario is different from the one in which a person helps create a shortage in order to profit from it. The former situation shows the marketplace at work. The latter is more akin to hostage taking with a valuable product as the hostage. And you will, when you look at that from that perspective, Colvin and others like him are not helping the marketplace. They genuinely are profiteers. And those who get so excited by the money they can make that they miss the moral implications of their acts should rethink what they did and follow Colvin's lead by donating their collections to hospitals that are truly in need of these supplies to treat people who actually have coronavirus. There's certain hospitals out there that are running out of protective gear for doctors because they vanished from the marketplace, these N95 respirators. One of you out there, Mark Spruill, thank you very much. A shout out to him. He sent me three of those just in case we need them. But that's three of those. Even if the panic we're seeing in America is unnecessary, that doesn't change the fact that we need these products to flatten the curve and prevent the horrible outcome the media likes to envision. Stockpiled articles that owners cannot market need to be brought out of the warehouses and garages and put where they would do the most good. Or you could just do like I do. In 2013, when you couldn't buy ammunition and you couldn't buy guns for the most part, I bought zero guns and I shot zero rounds that year. I had 2,000 rounds of 5.56 and about 1,500 rounds of 9mm, and I simply did not shoot them. I simply did not shoot. I put no wear on my weapons as I had them because I was conserving them. So I did not go out and spend $2,500 on a DPMS Oracle. I did not do that. That's one way to let the market decide how that works. But when it comes to stuff to save lives and everything else, I just got to wonder. Profiteering. That's not a new thing. That's an old, old industry. And you can expect that the next time there's going to be something that is necessary and needed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I don't know how many of you actually watched this back in the day. I used to watch Sanford and Son. Children, that was a beautiful show with Red Fox. He was Sanford, and one of the running gags on there was that he would fake having a heart attack to manipulate his son. It was called the Big One. He would look up to the sky to his deceased wife while he gripped his chest and said, "Here I come, Elizabeth. It's the Big One." For 3.5 years, the Democrats, along with the fake news media minions, have sought the Big One to remove Trump from office. And all of their "this is the Big One" attacks on Trump have bombed out: the Russian collusion, Stormy Daniels, Michael Cohen, the Mueller report, the Ukraine phone call, the 25th Amendment, the Emoluments Clause, quid pro quo, bribery. And way more than I can possibly remember. I mean, I'm getting old. My memory just is going. Barely able to contain their excitement, the Democrats and the fake news media believe they finally found their kryptonite to take down this Superman president. They're confident that their insidious, evil-manufactured hysteria over the coronavirus is the Big One that will end Trump's presidency. And any one of these bogus attacks launched against Trump would have ended the candidacy or presidency of any other Republican. And thankfully, Trump is not any other Republican. Their latest attack, Corona Mania, will fail also. We have seen Democrats and their fake news media repeatedly use this tactic of creating a false narrative, which they demand that everyone embrace. Anyone with the guts to rebel is publicly humiliated or branded irresponsible or deemed a truth denier or diagnosed as crazy, a racist, a sexist, a homophobe. Horrifyingly, the fake news and the Democrats also seek to criminalize and imprison anyone who disagrees with their false narrative. A coalition of attorneys general sought to prosecute anyone who disagreed with Obama's belief in man-made climate change. Obama's DOJ vowed to prosecute anyone who contradicted his statement that Islam is a religion of peace. And yet, the Obama-worshipping progressives accused Trump of behaving as if he were a king. So this latest bogus narrative, which they demand that we embrace, is the coronavirus is the worst thing that has ever hit America, and we're all going to die because Trump is in the White House. And anybody who dares to publicly say otherwise is immediately gang-assaulted by the media. And right now, corporations who are well aware of the consequences of daring not to embrace this narrative, like Falling Dominoes, they're all canceling all public gatherings. The Bible speaks of evildoers setting a trap for someone only to fall into it themselves. Proverbs 26:27. If you set a trap for others, you will get caught in it yourself. Or Psalm 35:8. Let them be caught in the trap they set for me. In this frenzied quest to use corona mania to destroy Trump, the Democrats and the fake news media find themselves caught in their own trap, in the awkward position of advocating for homeschooling. Oh, gosh. Democrats are aggressively seeking to ban homeschooling. Progressives despise homeschooling because it stops them from indoctrinating students with hatred for Christians in America while implementing the LGBT agenda. Democrats and fake news media say, screw your constitutional right to free speech. They decide the correct view of an issue. If you do not conform, they will destroy you. You want a few examples? Trump, along with the majority of Americans, are fine with legal immigration. Democrats and fake news media say if you do not surrender to their desire for open borders and rolling out the red carpet to illegals, you are a racist hater of people of color. Christians, along with other Americans who instinctively know that marriage is between one man and one woman. When a Muslim gunman massacred homosexuals in a bar, the Democrats and the fake news media absurdly said everyone who supports marriage is responsible for the massacre. That was actually two of their favorite protected classes attacking each other. So do you see how tyrannical bullying works? If you do not surrender to the Democrats and the fake news media's mandated view of an issue, they will lie about you and make your life hell on earth. So, then there's Rush Limbaugh, who continues to prove himself to be a courageous, peerless voice of truth. He doesn't surrender to the Democrats and the fake news media's mandated bogus doom and gloom narrative about the coronavirus. I saw somebody turn on a TV. I don't remember where I was at. I don't watch the news here. I never watch the news because of this, right? But I heard a reporter say, and now the effects of the coronavirus. And I thought, in reality, the coronavirus has had very little effect. And this reporter was really reporting on the irresponsible, despicable hysteria created by Democrats and fake news media solely to take out Trump. And they will fail. Now, the thing that should make you the most angry, the thing that makes me the most angry, is that there are a host of things that could use funding today that are big issues as far as people dying prematurely. While they're out there trying to say that you can't have guns in order to prevent suicide, they're doing nothing to prevent suicide. When I was at SHOT Show, I had request after request after request of people that either wanted to help veterans who were hurt or try to mitigate veteran suicide. And every one of them that came up there, the government should be doing this. This should be part of the VA. Cancer research. Cancer is a horrible, horrible disease. And most of the people that get it, a lot of times they'll be like, well, you know, I don't even know why I got it because it's not in my family tree. It's not here. It's not there. Heart disease. I know it well. Heart disease is really sort of manufactured by the host, right? But still, it is a silent killer. Half of us have open heart surgery and survive it, and half of us die to it every year. The numbers are very comparable. And then there's medical misadventure, which is, to me, that seems like a preventable occurrence. Those three things, if they were to actually throw more money at that, if it needs more money, my presumption would be it needs more money because it's still happening and the numbers are huge. I get that. I see that. If they want to go and try to help veterans, I get that. They should be doing that because that's a promise they made to every one of us when we took the oath. They would do that. They just lied. And in the meantime, all of us that have been touched by people with cancer, heart disease, medical misadventure, suicide, whatever it is, we're watching this and we're realizing that this is all made up. This has all been spun up. Not for the purpose of protecting anybody, but purely for the purpose of hurting this president in this next election that comes out later this year. And in the meantime, they think that the things that they're calling for, and the guy that is probably going to be running against him, Joe Biden, can beat him if they just do this one thing. If they just opportunistically take this one thing that was happening anyway, and gin it up to the point to where it makes this president look weak. And in the meantime, old people are dying from it. Elderly people are dying from it. And, you know, no report on that. No report on how many people are not dying from it. No report on how many people are being hurt by all of these things being out of the market and everything, all the binge buying, none of that. Just, we got to get Trump. I'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.